Hello, I'm Joshua Mallett, WRPR News.
Is an advanced degree worth the risk?
According to Lynn O'Shaughnessy from CBS News, over 71% of the United States undergraduates were either working full or part-time in 2011. As this number may be shocking, they do not compare to the dollar numbers that colleges are adding each year to their final tuition prices. More students today seem to be calling it quits after a bachelor's degree and even an associate's degree. The question students are asking themselves is whether or not the money they are spending will one day pay off. I'm here with
Kristen Cassell, math teacher from Passaic Valley High School in Little Falls, New Jersey.
What is your highest level of education thus far?
My highest level of education is a master's degree in administration and supervision. I did go back to school after my bachelor's for a master's degree in education. And then while ending that, I went for the second master's degree.
What made you decide to go back and finish a doctorate degree?
Honestly, I wanted to make more money, and also I always wanted to get my doctorate degree so I could teach at a university.
Do you think it is harder for college graduates to go back for a higher level degree today?
Well, it depends on the profession and the drive that the person has. I was told you would want to go back to school right away because if you don't, then it'll be harder for you to go back.
I took a ride down the busy Route 80 to Bogota for a second opinion on the subject.
I'm here with Kenneth O'Donnell. So, Ken, what was your longest duration of college after high school?
3 semesters at William Patterson University.
And what have you done between the time you left college and now?
I've been working full-time as a painter for 2 years, and that's it.
Can you go into detail to why college was it not for you?
College was not for me because I had family issues. Money was very important to us, and I financially could not afford college.
All right, thank you for your time, Ken. It seems that a college education really is not for everyone. For others, we have learned that a college future can go as far as you are willing to take it. I'm Josh Mallett, WRPR News.